The deaf artist Christine Soon Kim wrestles with themes of sounds representation in a series of drawings entitled Etudes. An etude is a visual portrayal of a musical composition that is short but difficult, intended to assist musicians in the perfection of particular instrumental skills. However, Kim's representation of an etude does not adhere to the practices of traditional musical notation with a consistent five-bar staff and the atomized notes that sit within the structure. Instead, Kim depicts the etude in an unorthodox fashion, disregarding previous formats for representing sound. This choice reflects Kim's unusual relationship with sound as a deaf artist, resulting in a novel and unique image, but reminding the viewer that sound still plays a role in the realm of the silent. It just warrants a different expression. The materials for the piece are pen and ink on paper, allowing for a diversity of form that remains familiar to the audience. The simplicity of the medium harkens back to traditional representations of musical notation, but also constructs an image that is at once personal and universal. Accuracy of the translation of the sound to paper is not the issue. Rather, how many ways or languages can we translate the sound to is the question posed by Kim's work. Etude No. 2, 2011, centers its composition around the three bold letters S, F, Z. In standard musical notation, that stands for sforzando, which means a strong, sudden accent on the upcoming notes. Immediately above the sforzando symbol are five less than signs, the notation used to define inequalities and to mark changes in volume in music. To the right and left of this tower of less than signs are larger and longer symbols marking a crescendo, with the vertices facing away from the tower and open ends facing towards it. The final elements of Etude No. 2 lie immediately below the previous larger crescendo symbols and are of approximately the same size. Wide arrows point to the original sforzando, but an overlapping of planes creates a dimensionality that makes the arrows appear to zigzag before the eventual pointing to the SFZ. This seems like a visual diagram for hand movement in sign language, reminding the audience of the other universal representations of sound and of the artist's personal relation and conception of it.